I've got my radio pretty dialed in with the software and everything. I've got all those repeaters plugged in there, and I mainly use the Flint one because that's what I'm closest to when I'm on home base. I was in Saginaw yesterday for Thanksgiving, and the repeater out there, I got excellent reception on that one.
But anyhow, you guys on the handheld, I can tell that you guys on the handheld. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on a Bolt Bank 5RM, but I have an external antenna in my window.
The Magna Mount, is that what you have?
It's a custom-made gobby. It's housed inside a piece of 30-inch piece of PVC pipe that's like 3/4 inch in diameter. I don't really know how to explain it, but you probably know what I'm talking about if you've been in this for a while.
I know what you're saying. So you're inside the house. What you do is, I don't know, you sounded okay, but you fade it out. That's what I'm saying. The only way, get Nagoya 72 antenna. That's what I call a 72 Nagoya antenna. Put it in the house with a cookie sheet. Or put it on top of a refrigerator. You'll do a lot better on all these repeaters. Roger?
I was thinking about trying to install the antenna in the attic of my house right now so I can get it up high outside. I kind of live in a tin can. Like, my house is surrounded by aluminum siding, but I've got a single roof, so I think if I can just get it up past the siding, it'll be miles better. I've got to order like another 75 or 100 foot of cable before I can put it up in the air and have enough cable to get it into the house and where I want it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Inside the house, even in the attic, it's not going to clear that fade out. But if you're outside, you know, like on the chimney or something like that, you do a lot better. And you can, you know what, my antenna is about 10 feet high from the ground, and I'm on that PC-200, which is Harvest PC-200 out of Amazon. It's one stick fiberglass, and I paid only $95 for that. I talked to Ohio, I talked to New York, and I talked to Illinois. Roger?
I actually got a suggestion last night. I'm looking at right now is a telescoping flagpole from Amazon. You bury it in the ground, and then you just kind of... The thing is, I don't want to... I'm not good with heights at all, so I don't want to have to get up on the roof of my house. If I don't have to, I'd end up paying somebody to come over and install the antenna, basically. And if I get the flagpole idea, I can do that myself, and it's light and, you know, easy to take down if I need to move it or, you know, service it or whatever. Be easier to get it back down to the ground.
I don't know where you're at. It must be in a... Are you in a house? It's your house, you know. You do what you want to do, you know. And that's... I'm in the house right now, and my antenna is up 10 feet high from the ground. Roger?
Yeah, I'm in the house right now, and my antenna's just kind of sitting in the window. If I put the whip antenna on the radio, I've got an aftermarket one of those, too, but the reception's not that great because I'm surrounded by aluminum siding, so... But my intent is to buy a rack mount type setup. So I've got a 7-foot tall rack in my living room that houses, like, my home theater stuff and all that, and I want to mount a radio base in there and put the antenna outside to get it up as high as I can, and then have a remote speak and micer over at my desk, so when I'm sitting at my desk, you know, I don't have to stand by my rack to do that.
You can do that. Try that, see if it's going to work or not. But look, you guys, if you need any help, I will be glad to help you guys out as much as possible, as much as I know. Anytime you guys like, just give me a shout. WIUG 488. My name is Jack, and I'll help you guys out. Roger?